This is Max Heistein at thehealingwaterfall.com. I know lots of people who think there's no such thing as a real psychic, and that all readings are nothing more than a sham and a waste of time and money. I even know people who think anything to do with psychic readings is the devil's work. On the other hand, I know a lot of people who rely on readings and make it a point to go to astrologers, tarot readers, intuitives, channels, numerologists, and psychics of all kinds. I used to do that myself. It's true. I've been to psychics, psychic healers, and channels. I've had my palm read, my chart done, and my numbers crunched. Don't get your numbers crunched. It's painful, especially if you're a guy. The first reading I ever got was from a psychic named Luvia, a nice old farmer's wife in Vermont where I went to college. She held my palm, closed her eyes, and said, "You have a very unusual mind," and told me that I would have a special friend named Francis, would have two children, a boy and a girl, and would be very happy. Then we were done. I think that Luvia was tapped into something, but it was sketchy. She scored about 50% overall. I think I might have paid her $5. Later on, I visited various channels who were much more plugged in and quite helpful. These were people who worked with high spiritual guides, and the kinds of advice that they gave me was not so much predictive as it was informative and supportive. The most helpful information had to do with my life path, how to better overcome some of my challenges, and how to better tune into my own guidance. That last part, about tuning into my own guidance, was where my advisors worked themselves out of a job. I eventually learned that it's possible for me to gain pretty much any information I need to know about myself and life ahead, when I need to know it, by looking and listening inside. In order to gain that ability, I had to give up going to other people for advice so I could stop leaning on them and build my own intuitive muscle. I spent a lot of time working on that. We all have access to higher knowing. Most of us do it anyway, without even realizing it. But we can all learn to get that kind of information intentionally when we need it. It takes practice, and a little coaching doesn't hurt either. One of the biggest advantages to getting the information straight from the source, rather than using an intermediary, is that the intermediary always colors and filters the content. There are no exceptions. Every channel, every psychic, every astrologer, every advisor uses their own system, their own language, their own brain, and their own beliefs to interpret and deliver whatever information they may be receiving, even so-called unconscious channels. The entity they're channeling is using the channel's body, mind, and vocabulary. The information is always getting colored. Besides, you never know whether to really trust what you're hearing if it doesn't come from your own source directly. So it's always open to second guessing. She said this. What did it mean? Was she really right? Who knows? If you're getting information from your own higher self, your own guides or higher, you're going to know with a lot more certainty that it's reliable. That being said, it can certainly be entertaining, and often it can be helpful going to a talented intuitive advisor or channel. They can open us up to a world of information and higher knowing. They can sometimes help us see what's important to see about the road ahead. And if they're kind and caring, they can help us feel loved and understood. So there's some real value there. But one thing they cannot do is help us build deep trust in ourselves. In fact, going to readers for guidance on any sort of a regular basis is a sure way to undermine our own trust of self. Now, going to a consultant to get advice on something we know little about, like a doctor or a lawyer or a business planner, is good common sense. But when we look outside ourselves to make life decisions, we send ourselves the message that we can't do that for ourselves. The other problem is that if we're going for readings for predictions in order to know the future, that undermines our own trust of life itself. Life is designed to bring us what we need to know when we need to know it. Challenges here are set up to help us grow and learn as the souls we are. Trying to determine what's coming automatically pulls us out of the moment and out of our own trust. We send ourselves the message that we don't trust life. So, my psychic advice to you is that if you've never been to a psychic or channel, you might want to experiment and see what you can learn. But pick the best one you can find and don't ask for predictions, ask for guidance. Then, use your own intuition and best judgment to consider what they've told you and work out what resonates for you. And my other advice is that if you've been going to psychics or channels for a while, stop. Beyond a certain point, you can just stop and start opening to your own higher guidance. Do it yourself. Get the information you need yourself, and you'll grow stronger. Also,
I see that you will be going on a long ocean voyage and meet a handsome stranger.
I hope you like handsome strangers. If you'd like to develop your own intuitive or psychic ability, I can help with that. Check out my comprehensive step-by-step program called Intuition Retreat at thehealingwaterfall.com. Visit thehealingwaterfall.com for all of my work, including live workshops, intuitive counseling sessions, and more than 100 programs and courses on personal growth, wellness, and spirituality. Thanks for listening.